Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. Hurricane Ian is gaining strength as it makes its way towards Florida's Gulf Coast and could make landfall tomorrow as a powerful Category 4 storm. NPR's Windsor Johnston reports the White House says it's receiving regular updates from local officials in the storm's projected path.
President Biden says FEMA has deployed emergency response teams to Florida and will be on standby to assist National Guard troops before, during, and after the storm. Biden says he's also in close contact with the mayors of cities along Florida's west coast.
Whatever they need, I mean this sincerely, whatever they need, contact me directly. And they know how to do that. I have a lot of personnel down there already.
Biden says they also discussed the resources the state is prepared to provide the region in the aftermath of the storm. The president approved a federal emergency declaration last weekend in order to fast-track federal assistance. Windsor Johnston, NPR News, Washington.
The U.S. is calling for U.N. Security Council vote to condemn Russia's plans to annex parts of Ukraine. Ukraine wants to see Russia lose its status on the council and lose its seat on other international organizations, as we hear from NPR's Michelle Kellerman.
A top U.N. official says the votes that Russia staged in Ukraine are not legal under international law or a genuine expression of political will. Ukraine's president, Volodymyr Zelensky, goes further, speaking to the Security Council via video through an interpreter.
This is the most brutal violation of the UN Charter. This is an attempt to steal the territory of another state. This is an attempt to erase the norms of international law.
Zelensky says Russia should be completely isolated by the international community. Russia's ambassador dismissed the speech as a PR stunt. The U.S. says no country should recognize Russia's attempts to annex parts of Ukraine. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, the State Department.
Denmark's prime minister says leaks in natural gas pipelines under the Baltic Sea were deliberate actions, not accidental. NPR's Rob Schmitz has more.
Danish and Swedish officials suspect that leaks in the Nord Stream 1 and Nord Stream 2 pipelines that run from Russia to Germany under the Baltic Sea were acts of sabotage. Video released by Denmark showed a kilometer-wide circle of white churning sea where natural gas from the broken pipes rose to the surface and into the atmosphere. German marine chemistry scientist Gregor Rader told NPR he estimates a massive methane leak equal to 3% of Germany's annual methane emissions from this single incident.
NPR's Rob Schmitz. Plans to place EV charging stations within 50 miles of one another on the nation's interstate highways have been given the green light. The Transportation Department signing off on the plan that would include charging stations on roughly 75,000 miles of interstate. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 125 points. This is NPR. Students at close to 100 Virginia schools walked out of class today to protest a proposed policy from the Youngkin administration that would severely restrict the rights of transgender and non-binary students. Member station WAMU, Margaret Barthel reports.
Trans rights are human rights!
Thousands of Virginia students walked out, including about 50 students at Annandale High School in Northern Virginia. Junior Tanya Dubay organized that protest.
I have friends who are transgender and who are in households that, would never support them and would, possibly even put them in harm's ways. And that's heartbreaking, and I want to be there for them. I want to be able to help them.
The proposed policy would strike down the ability of transgender and non-binary students in Virginia public schools to use names, pronouns, and school facilities that reflect their gender identity. It's currently undergoing a 30-day public comment period. For NPR News, I'm Margaret Barthel.
It's that time of year when parents of college-age students are advised to fill out something known as the FAFSA. That stands for the Free Application for Federal Student Aid, and the enrollment period begins this weekend on October 1st. If you or your student plans on attending college next year, you might want to fill out the form as soon as possible. That's because many institutions award student financial aid on a first-come, first-served basis. The FAFSA is a free government application that lets you use financial information to determine if you can get financial aid. Crude oil futures prices were up 2% today. Oil ended the session at $78.50 a barrel in New York. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.